the Instagram Stories for Monday, January 12th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. On Mondays, we break down what the head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, shared on his weekly Ask Me Anything. And this week, we're going to talk about why it can seem like every other post in your feed is an ad and what you could potentially do about it. We'll also talk about how often the algorithm changes and what to do when it feels like the posts that you're making aren't resonating the way other posts normally do. We'll also talk about if song choice matters for reels that you create, and if you can share a reel to a broadcast channel. Hint, you can. All of that plus more on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's dive into the questions and answers with the head of Instagram, and let's start with the algorithm-related question. How often in a year does the algorithm change? It often can feel like Instagram makes very significant changes at certain times throughout the year. For instance, at the start of a month, you might notice that your posts are performing less well than previous posts in the prior month. However, that is not how Instagram works. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
So we are always trying to improve ranking. We're trying to connect you with stuff that you're going to find interesting, both from the people that you follow and from people that you haven't heard of yet. We make changes all the time, basically every day. But the thing is, those changes are almost always really, really small. So people often talk about, oh, there was a major change in the algo last week. And that is almost never the case. It's almost always very slow, steady iteration over time. And so if you see a huge change one day, I almost can guarantee you that there wasn't a big difference in the algorithm. It might just be that there's a lot of competition on that day, or what you posted wasn't as compelling as normal, or maybe your account got flagged, which, by the way, you can see in account status, so go to check that out if that's what you're dealing with. But ranking changes daily, but really, really small bits at a time.
Although it's incredibly frustrating when content that you make does not perform as well as previous content you've made, I do think his point about how there may be other things going on the world on the day that you posted that content can be a driving factor. I notice a lot of times if a celebrity or other famous person passes away, many people will make posts about that person, sharing pictures that they took with that person before they passed or whatever, and that can really skew the algorithm because a lot of people want to see content about that specific news item or person who's passed. So I think if you try to post something unrelated to it on that specific day, it might not resonate as well with your audience or a potentially new audience. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Why is every other post in my feed an ad? I haven't seen that many ads on Instagram in the feed, but there are a lot. And when you add in recommended content that Instagram is giving you through suggested posts, it can feel like you're not seeing the content from the people that you want to because of ads and suggested posts. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
For nobody should every other one of their posts be ads. If you're seeing that many ads, probably a bunch of them are promotional posts that aren't actually ads that are paid for on Instagram. They're just accounts that you're following and that we think you might be interested in. So we're maybe in that case not doing a good job ranking, so hopefully we can fix that.
Since we're on the subject of ads, I think this is a good time to bring up that if you are on Android, I still recommend the Android app InstaFell, which provides a completely ad-free experience for Instagram. It's free. I've been using it for multiple years at this point. The app gets updated just as frequently as Instagram does, so you don't actually have to do anything. You'll be on the latest Instagram experience. It works very well. Highly recommended. Look for InstaFell, and you will definitely have a better experience on Instagram. Let's move on to the next question. Will someone know I don't let them see my story? This is a great question, and Adam's answer is incorrect. I'm going to let him give the answer, and then I will explain why his answer is incorrect.
So for those of you who don't know, when you post a story, there's a little button on the top right, and you can actually change who you can see your story and add people who cannot. And no, there's no way for them using the app to figure out that you posted a story and said that they couldn't see it.
Yes, his answer is technically correct. You can hide your story from certain individuals. However, if those individuals have access to more than one account, they would be able to see your story if you didn't hide it from that secondary account. So for instance, maybe they have a Finsta, maybe they have a Creeper account, whatever you want to call it. Maybe they use a website like save-free.com where you can browse anyone's Instagram story completely anonymously. Maybe they use one of those methods, or maybe they have a completely different method that they just borrow a friend's phone. But people can still see your story regardless. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to make a trial reel permanent, how to share a reel to your broadcast channel, and more. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one has to do with sharing a reel to a broadcast channel. The question, can you share a reel to a broadcast channel? Yes, you can share your reel, someone else's reel. You can share any piece of content on Instagram to your broadcast channel.
Yes, you can. When you post a reel or see any reel you like, you can hit the little send button. And then if you have a broadcast channel, it will be one of the options. And you can send that reel to that channel, which is a way of increasing its reach.
This might be a good time to look at some content that you've shared recently to your Instagram reels or your feed and see if that content could potentially be interesting in your broadcast channel for people who have chosen to join your broadcast channel. Let's move on to the next question, which has to do with trial reels. Can I make a trial reel permanent? In this explanation, Adam explains not only what a trial reel is and how to use it effectively, but also that you can in fact make it permanent so that it will be on your feed and your followers can see it.
So trial reels are reels that you post that you actually mark as a trial, and then they don't actually go to your followers or show up on your profile. But if you like how they're doing, let's say they're getting a lot of engagement, you can upgrade them and you can have them then go to your followers and show up on your profile.
All right, the last question we're going to talk about today. How much does song choice matter for reels? I'm going to let Adam speak and then I'm going to give my take.
That's kind of like asking, does what I post matter in some ways? I mean, I think music can be a nice addition or it can be the core thing that you're actually posting about. It can be the whole joke or the whole reason that the reel is interesting in the first place. So it really just depends on what you're doing. I really like to use music when I post photos and carousels, and I like to have the name of the song or the lyrics of the song be related but subtly to what I'm posting about. I think that's kind of a fun Easter egg type thing to try out. So it matters. It's not going to make or break things normally. It might in the case that the song itself is the joke or the point. But again, it just depends on what you're doing.
That is a good answer from Adam, but I'm going to suggest that you think about it the other way. Rather than think about what impact it has when you post, think about what impact it will have in the future if and when Instagram loses music rights to that song and can no longer have that song on Instagram. What happens to the audio from your reel then? Well, it gets completely muted. Even if you have voiceover in that reel, the voiceover will not be available to hear either. This is a very frustrating experience on Instagram. So my answer to this question is try to use your crystal ball and figure out which audio tracks on Instagram will never have music licensing rights issues and then pick those audios. That is obviously a ridiculous answer because how could you possibly ever know? Which brings me back to this whole point about how music licensing rights are so unnecessarily complicated and Meta, who have billions, trillions of dollars, need to pay whatever music licensing rights holders want in order to keep that music on Meta platform, specifically Instagram, forever because you have worked hard to create content using that audio and therefore Instagram needs to pay up. Okay, that is it for today's episode. As always, thank you so much for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention. You gotta post on every platform, putting content up. Just to conform, likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.